What's up, guys? TrickDriver101.com. As always, guys, good to hear from you. Good to see ya. If you are new to trucking driving and you're curious about the game, you want to know how to build up yourself, build up your career, go to truckdriverbooks.com or just click the link down below in the description. If you're watching this on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel. We're in iTunes on the podcast. We are in SoundCloud now under Talk Driver. Go check me out, baby. Yep, you can also get some videos on Facebook as I build up that page. I swear, using Facebook is like using a dirty bookstore. I tell you, it's horrible, but you reach over and you just find something disgusting that seems to work really well. And you go, ooh, I like that. So what's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. You can go there to my blog and check out some stuff. We got videos, podcasts, and sometimes I put up a unique blog post. So let's get down to business. We're going to talk about Equifax. Everybody talking about Equifax. Why can't talk about Equifax? Equifax is one of the three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Equifax has had its third data breach. The data breach apparently came from its software, Apache. They put out a patch. They told people to put the patch in. They didn't put the patch in. Equifax decided to be lazy, people. They, as a result, hackers were able to steal 143 million people's information, as well as 290,000 credit card numbers. That's just wonderful. So anyway, if you're curious, if you were in this breach, you can go to Equifax.com. Go to Equifax.com. Equifax.com. From there, you should click through to their breach system. All you got to do is read their articles. Shockingly, this breach of 143 million people is kind of important on their website. And so as a result, you should go directly there. Now, a white hat hacker put out a fake website, and Equifax retweeted that website. That's why I'm telling you to go to Equifax.com so you don't go to a fake site, because Equifax saw this and said, that looks kind of like what we put out, so let's retweet it. So anyway, a white hat hacker is someone who can hack and does it out of curiosity, but doesn't do it to make your life a living hell. So back to the point here is go to Equifax.com, then click through to the, all you got to do is read the articles. It'll take you to it. Then you should go click through to their website, and they'll show you whether you're in the breach or not. Little caveat about this: you're trusting a company that's telling you whether your information has been breached or not. But the problem with that is that they're kind of incompetent. So I don't know how much of that you would trust. The next thing you need to do is go to annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. You go to annualcreditreport.com, you can get a free credit report. It should say, when you go to the right website, you should see on the side of it, on the right side, it should say created by Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And every year you are allowed to get they're required to give you one free credit report every year, including all three bureaus. These three credit bureaus calculate basically your FICO score, and your FICO score determines how hard it is to get a loan. So basically each one of them sometimes has different information because they collect information in different ways, and they have a lot of information. So as truck drivers, our licenses and other important stuff like that could be in this information. So bottom line is, once you have your credit report, you have basically a baseline to let you know what's in your credit report as of today. Then once you do that, then you need to consider getting, this is the hard part, an identity theft protection. As I go through this crap, man, it is a lot of these companies. I didn't realize it was so many of these companies. The one I'm considering for me is, I'm looking at a lot of them, really. I'm not even like to the point where I could tell you, but the cheapest one I found is Experian, which is one of the credit bureaus, and they do all three credit bureau monitoring alerts, and they check out your FICO score quarterly. So, and that's what you really want. You, if you're a truck driver, you need that monitoring, because we're out on the road. You might be on the road for 2 or 3 months. You don't have time to come home, find out, you know, you're going to come home for a week or 3 days. And instead of spending time with your family, you're on the phone trying to straighten out this massive screw up that has occurred because someone stole your identity. And understand, this is unlike any other breach before, because this is straight from the credit bureau. That means that it's going to be all your information. I mean, these guys can prove a lot. Now, you can't freeze your credit. But the problem with that still is that it's so much information out there that they've stolen. I would be hard pressed to think that they couldn't just unfreeze it. Right. So you need a credit monitoring system, extremely importantly, because they possibly could. What I would do, here's what I would do, what I'm going to do, what I've already done, really, in some cases, but in some parts of this, but all credit cards, everything with major money, separate from you immediately. Everything. If you got a credit card, $50,000 on it, and you do not use that to buy a bag of chips, you use that specifically for whatever you're carrying it for. Right. Or, you know, of course, you got to charge a little bit to keep it active, but keep it very rarely used. The reason for that is because you need to know if somebody has the number, or if you really just want to start everything over, report all your credit cards stolen and get all new ones, because from this point on, they won't be compromised. At least that's the theory. Equifax has been hacked 3 times. They might be working on a 4th, because Apache just came out with another vulnerability. It was patched. We hope Equifax does the patch. Who knows? Right. So anyway, back to what we're talking about here. You have LifeLock is also one for $20 a month. And whichever credit bureau, I'm back to the identity theft protection program here. You got to decide which one to go with. And when you do, make sure they do all 3 credit bureaus. The one I'm looking at right now is $9.99 a month, and Experian. You might want to check them out because they seem to be the cheapest and they seem to offer a lot. They also, I got to research this. They have something called dark web surveillance and alerts. Ooh. I have no idea what that is, guys. But you can read up on this stuff. You know, I wouldn't tell you anything if I knew it was, because this is your life and you need to be looking into this, not depending on some guy with a free podcast. I'm just here ringing the bell and the alarm and tell you what I'm doing. I hope you figure out what you're going to do, but definitely do something as a truck driver, because think about it. Somebody could have your license number, your social security number, your credit card numbers, get out here, commit a crime. And you know, for a normal person, they're never going to be in California where that guy robbed that bank with that illegal credit card or shot somebody or whatever. You're going to be in California, right? Somebody does something over in another state, you're going to be there, truck driver, right? They will pick your ass up for someone else, okay? So you do not need that. So get the identity theft protection. Make sure all your credit cards are emailing you and sending messages to your phone, so you know every time a charge is going through, so you can get on it immediately, right? So, and go, you can Google. I mean, dude, there's like, I didn't know there was so many identity theft protection groups. I mean, it's just tons of them. It's LifeLock. You got Dave Ramsey's guys. It's just tons of them. You know, the only thing I like about Dave Ramsey's guys is you need the monitoring. If you're a truck driver, you need, excuse me. If you're a truck driver, you need the monitoring. It's extremely important, because you don't want to, you as a truck driver, we're on that road for 2 months, 3 months, or even a week or a few days. You know, we're not normal people. When the bad thing happens, we may not notice. So we need that information constantly being monitored. You want to make sure these guys do every single thing. You want to make sure they call and straight, because the key thing here is that calling and straightening this crap out is your problem, because you understand these companies are not going to be very friendly to you there, because you're basically calling them and saying that $20,000 somebody took in my name. Yeah, you're stuck. You're stuck with it. You got that. You lost 20 grand. Tough crap. You know, tough for you, buddy. Right. I didn't sign it. And they're going to do everything they can to make you pay for it. Okay. So you need them to go to bat for you to get these people to understand you have been defrauded. You've been frauded. Your identity has been stolen, and they need to deal with their loss without you. So you need a company that's dedicated to helping you do that. I'm not going to suggest anybody, even if I, You know, I haven't picked one yet, but even if I do, I'm not going to tell you guys because you need to do that for yourself. That's your life, not mine. Okay. So there are a lot of companies out here. LifeLock is probably the most famous. Experian seems to be one of the cheapest that I've found. Just depends on how important it is to you and what you need. I would be looking also, I'm going to look and see if anybody does your license as well, because that's also extremely important. And I'm also going to talk to a lawyer sometime next week and find out what I might have to do just in case the crap hits the fan, someone steals my identity and somehow does something illegal with my license, right? I want to know, do I have to call a lawyer? You know what I mean? And what's involved? How long would a brother might be locked up? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm joking, but this is a serious, serious thing. So this is good information to know, and you need to know it for yourself. I will inform you guys probably next week or whenever I speak with an attorney. Hopefully I won't forget about that. But anyway, bottom line is, guys, one, go to Equifax.com, click read it through to their security breach. Go to their website where they have the list of the people. They'll just tell you to put some information in, and they'll let you know if you have been hacked. All you got to do is go to Equifax.com. Once you do that, go get your credit report from annualcreditreport.com, which will give you a free credit report because they're required to do so. Every single year, you get one free credit report by law. After you do that, you have something, a baseline to know what's going on, and then you need to get identity theft protection. And I can't help you really, because so much from dark web monitoring right to $1 million loss protection guaranteed. If somebody signs something in your name, you're not responsible for it. I'm not quite sure what that $1 million is for, but whatever. Okay. And you want to see if you want to try to find out a way to protect your license, because if you have to straighten out something with your credit cards is one thing, your license is the way you make money, and your company's not going to let you drive if somehow somebody's done something that results in your license being suspended in some state. So anyway, guys, hope that scares the shit out of you, and hope you take action. TruckDriver101.com.